Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Apex. Before we jump into today's episode with Patrick Peter, just a quick announcement on my side. Custodian, which is the business that powers this podcast, has just launched car insurance designed for enthusiasts. So if you're an existing Custodian user, you can apply for car insurance directly through the platform 24/7. And if you're not yet a Custodian user, sign up and check it out. Patrick is one of the most influential characters in the historic motorsport world, and he's the man behind Peter Auto, a company famous for organising some of the greatest historic racing events globally. From the Tour Auto to the Le Mans Classic, Patrick has been involved in motorsport for over three decades, and his events are a magnet for the finest cars and drivers. Their 2024 calendar is a petrolhead's bucket list, and it's a pleasure to have Patrick joining me today. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I believe you were at Retromobile last week. Was that a successful event for Peter Auto?
I love Retromobile. I love Retromobile since a very long time. I think for me it's probably the best motor show for historic car in the world. And for different reasons. First of all, the Retromobile exists since, I don't know, but between 45 and 50 years now. I think the first one was probably in 76 in Paris, in the Gare de la Bastille, and the Gare don't exist more now. It increases every year, etc. The period is very important because it's always beginning of February, etc. And it's a good occasion for the collector to come from everywhere around the world, and you have American people, Hong Kong people, etc., etc., and it's always the same story since 45 years. This year was very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. With the quality of the car was really perfect. The presentation was perfect. Many stand make a lot of effort for the quality of the presentation. Probably there is more and more modern car, but for modern car is for me probably not for you because we don't have the same edge, etc. But I was very happy. And for my part, for my business, we work very well.
Good. I'm pleased to hear that. And obviously today your name is synonymous with some of the greatest motorsport events in the world. But how did your career in motorsport begin?
Too long time ago. I think we organized the first race in 83. In fact, with my wife, we had a public relation agency, and an organizer asked us to help him to find. It's always the same problem, you know. All the organizers need sponsor because they need money, and they ask us to help them for the partnership, etc. And the organization was quite difficult, quite bad, and no media, no organization, etc. But like all the boy from my generation, I love the car, and I say, okay, we can't help you now because there is a lot of work to do, but if you want, we can work together to improve the system, and probably after 2-3 years we will help you and we will find something. And it was the case, and in I think it was 85, we find Lanvin and Course de l'Âge d'Or. We changed the name in Grand Prix de l'Âge d'Or Lanvin. And at the end of the 80s, it was probably the second historic event in Europe. The first one was the Oldtimer Grand Prix in Germany. Of course, it can be tarnished now because now it's Goodwood, Le Mans Classic, etc. But all these events don't exist on this period.
And when you launched Peter Auto, did you believe that it could reach the heights that it has today?
No, clearly. You know, the stratege, who imagine everything 20 years later, etc. I don't believe that. We like that, we spend a good time, etc., and we increase the activity step by step, but with some success, but with sometimes it's not a success, and everybody forgets that. But you have to launch 10 events to if you want to have 5 success, and the proportion is good.
And what do you think have been the keys to its success?
Works. No, I think since long time now, there is a big there is nostalgia in different activity, in music, in design, in fashion, etc., etc. And of course, the motorsport is on the same way. After I think the modern car that you can use every day for everything are not very fun. It's more and more difficult. The traffic law is more and more difficult. You have speed limit. You have etc. etc. And if you love to drive, there is no solution. It's a racetrack, and if you don't go in the racetrack, it's also historic car, because with historic car, when you drive at, 100 kilometers per hour, sensation. It's more fun as 200 kilometers with a modern car.
And obviously, you alluded to it there. The motorsport industry has evolved significantly over the years. What do you foresee as the future trends in historic racing?
Yes, you know, I was in charge, involved the modern motorsport in 1994, between 94 and 96. With Jürgen Barth and Stefan Rattel, we organized the BPR, for example. With the ACO, the organizer of the 24-hour, we organized the Le Mans Series, which is the WEC now. And I know very well the modern motorsport. To be honest, I'm not sure to love it like I did. Because it's more and more, like all the other sports, it's more and more professional. The spirit is more and more difficult. Everybody wants to be a world champion, and I'm not sure it's what I like. But to come back to the historic car, I think first, the apparition of the electronic will be a real problem for the future for different cars. I think that quite everything is collectible until 1995, something like that. After, it will be probably difficult. After, in each country, there is many important ecologist lobby, ecologist party, etc., etc. And everybody need to reduce the emission, etc., etc. And for us, we are very happy because we start. I think we was probably the first one to do that last year. It was in Le Mans Classic in July, and it was just a test. But we provide sustainable fuel for 30% of the grid, which is a big figure because it's probably 200 cars or something like that. And it works very well. And we want to do that this year with the Tour Auto, with the other race, etc. The problem is now the quantity are not in-house for everybody, but the target is in 2, 3, 4 years maximum to provide that for everybody, and it will be mandatory. And with that, I think we don't have a position for the motor racing if we have that.
Interesting. And obviously Goodwood have mandated sustainable fuels for the revival. So you're saying that's something that you will have to do for the Le Mans Classic?
Yes. Yes, but I'm sure, you know, the organizers are not completely stupid. They say we race, we are in an environment and we need to find the solution. And I'm sure we find the solution, we find a part of the solution in Le Mans Classic. And it's normal, they did the same in Goodwood, etc. And I'm sure all the biggest organizers will do the same.
Yeah. And your events showcase a wide variety of historic racing cars. How do you go about selecting the cars that participate? And are there any specific criteria or qualities that you're looking for?
First of all, for events with a big story like Le Mans, for example, or the Tour Auto, there is an eligible list. And it's always the same story. It's the same. It's a car who races in period during the event, etc., etc. And for example, we are very happy to receive a D-Type Jaguar in Le Mans Classic, but a D-Type Jaguar will be not eligible for the Tour Auto because they never race in period, but the C-Type is okay. this is the first point. After, for the race, we need an HTP. HTP, you know, this is the paper for the car. And it's important because all the collectors from Germany, Italy, UK, France, etc. are in the same role with the Appendix K of the FIA. And that's important because without this paper, one car will have 30 horsepower or more as the other, etc., etc. It's not normal. After, when we present an event like Tour Auto, Le Mans Classic, and all the others, we need a maximum type of different car because there is some very reliable car, very interesting car, etc. But if you have 50 cars on the same type, it's not very interesting for the spectator. We need a diversity of the model. We need a quality for the presentation, etc. And after, there is the driver. And we give a big priority to the owner. We don't like too much professional driver. We have very good friend with a professional driver, etc. But in any case, a professional driver will be always quicker as an amateur. And who pays the car, who pays everything, etc., is the amateur. It's why we need to give a priority to the amateur.
My personal favorite is your Group C series, which I believe is one of your most popular racing series. Why do you think these cars and that era are so loved?
I think this is a very spectacular car. I love that. Unfortunately, it's very difficult. It's very difficult because this is real prototype. And when you broke something, you never have the spare part. And you need to rebuild everything. And sometimes you need 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, etc. And it's why for the other race, we have more meeting. For the other car, we have more meeting. But for the Group C, we limit to 3-4 meeting per year maximum. And to be honest, we are not completely happy with the size of the grid. Sometimes we have a grid with between 15 cars. It's not enough. We need 20 cars. Everybody come to Le Mans because Le Mans is the race for the Group C, but it's sometimes difficult. But we push, we want to increase that.
And on the Le Mans Classic in particular, it's a crowning jewel in the motorsport calendar. What are some of the greatest challenges when it comes to organizing an event of that magnitude?
There is a lot of difficulty. But you know, now I think this year we attract 235,000 spectators or something like that. But we need to remember in when we launched it in 2002, it was just 200,000 less. It was just 30,000. It was a nightmare for the economical aspect, but it was easier to organize. But no, Le Mans, to be serious, Le Mans, it's difficult because the long track is not a permanent racetrack. And we need to close the road and we need to explain to everybody because there is a lot of shop along the Unodier Strait, etc. And we need to meet the people and say, I'm so sorry, but we want to play with some car till this day and you have to close. And you have 200 people in your shop, but it's impossible to work for you. And I can tell you it's not so easy. It's why we do it since every other year, and it will carry on like that. Many people ask me why it's not every year, and I don't know. But in the future, in 50 years, I don't know. But during the next edition, it will be always every other year.
And how did you manage to convince the authorities to let you use the public road?
First of all, before it exists, not Le Mans Classic, but for other races, the ACO, the club, did some race. It was very easy, you know, with some friend, Saturday morning, you close the road and you say, oh, today there is no traffic, and you go on the right, you go on the left. Now you can imagine it's more difficult. But Le Mans has a fantastic story, it's one of the biggest and perhaps the biggest race in the world. And there is some car lover in France. And we explain, we will do something. To be honest, many people tell me, first of all, for your collector, you need to do that on the Bugatti circuit. I said, no, never. It will be the long track or nothing. And but probably we was not so bad, and we explained we was very pushy, and step by step we convince everybody. But now there is no problem. Now there is no problem because everybody say there is the 24-hour and Le Mans Classic, and it's important for all the district, for all the different, for the economy of the region, etc.
I've heard you speak about the importance of attracting younger generations to historic racing. What do you think are some of the best ways to achieve this?
Well, it's important to attract the new generation because if we want to progress, we need. How we do? First of all, we try to find something new in each event. Because if, like spectator, you go one time, two times, three times, and each time you see the same thing, the next one, you say, no, I know, and finish. You need to provide something new each time. For Le Mans Classic, for example, it was one time an auction, and now we keep the auction every time. It was a little big month for the children, and now every time there is that. It was the music, it was display, etc., etc. Each time it's important to provide a new animation, etc. For the young, it's clear we need to accept more modern car. When we begin with Le Mans Classic in 2002, we stop the grid at 1981. Now it's 2010. And it's very important, but it's normal. It's normal because the Group C is very popular, and after we accept some car. I don't know if they are historic or not. For me, they are not completely historic because it is one part of my story with the BPR, with the Le Mans series, etc. But for a young spectator, as 30, 40 years, he knows this car very well, and I'm not sure he likes the pre-war car on the same way. Some Some people told me you have to stop the pre-war. I said no. We will. For me, I will never stop the pre-war because it's part of Le Mans Classic, etc. But we need to extend the period of the event.
And you also organise rallies and concours events as well as circuit racing. Do you find that these events attract different personalities, and is there a different mindset for each one?
For me, I prefer the race and the rally. I prefer the race and the rally because I prefer the sport, I prefer the, it's more active, etc. But with the value of the car now, it's very difficult to attract people with very high-level car in a rally or in a racetrack because they don't want to have a crash with a very expensive car, etc., etc. And it's why we launched Chantilly Air Elegance Richard Mille in 14, I think. Yes, in 14, in 2014. And now I think it's probably one of the big concours. But the American people, for example, love the concours. And we try to do a different concours. It's not just a concours, but another time, there's many animation around that, and we provide many things for the family. It's not just for the, how do you say, passionné, the people who, how do you say that, passionné, passionate?
Passionate, yes.
Okay. But sometimes the wife are not so passionate, and they prefer to look something different, etc. And it's why in Chantilly we provide game for the children, animation for the ladies, visit, etc., etc. And some people do the race and the rally and the concours, but normally it's two different population. Nobody.
And you also run the Rallye de Princesse, which is a rally exclusively for the women. How successful has this event been, and how does it contribute to the overall mission of Peter Auto?
We organized that recently. I think we bought the event probably in 19 or something like that, but with the COVID it was impossible to organize it. And everybody wants to explain everybody, everything is possible for the ladies now. It was probably not the case before, but since very long time, there is some ladies in the car and they love that, etc. And we think it will be interesting to do something with that. What I can tell you, it's easier to organize a rally for the ladies because when you organize a race with a man, if he's on the podium, he's very happy. If he's not on the podium, it's because the engine was had a problem, the preparer was an idiot, the neighbor blocked him, etc., etc. With the ladies, when they are on the podium, they are very happy. And when they are far on the podium, say, okay, I need to improve me, and it will be better next year. They don't have the same ego as the man. It's clearly easier.
And you kick off the season in Qatar with the Classic Endurance Racing Series. What are the sort of challenges and opportunities in bringing historic racing to new and diverse locations?
I don't know. In the past, I think probably 20 years ago, we organized a race in Bahrain, and we organized another one after, etc., etc. It was not their culture on the beginning, but step by step, there's many people from this country who come in Europe for the very young, for in the college, etc., etc., and they know the car, and they buy cars, they love that, etc., etc. Which is difficult for us is to find a good moment, the good period to go there, because in summer it's too hot. We need to go there between beginning of November until end of March, something like that. It's what we did, what we will do this year. It will be never like in Europe, or perhaps in a very long time, but in Europe we have Nürburgring, Silverstone, Le Mans, the big race, Monza, etc., etc. They don't have that, but probably Doha, Bahrain, Abu Dhabi, for the young people, will be on the same level as Monza and Nürburgring was for us. No, I think it will increase step by step. You know, now there is a Formula One everywhere, all this country, and I think it will increase. It will increase.
To finish the interview, I was just going to ask you some quick fire questions, so you can just give me quick answers to these ones, and they're all pretty lighthearted. What is your favorite era of motorsport?
For the period, I don't have period. I like everything. I don't like really the actual period, but clearly, sometimes it's pre-war, after it's post-war. It's like the brand. There is good and bad in each brand, and you know, sometimes you love one type of car and you bought it or you try it, and after 2 kilometers, oh, it's not what I think, etc., etc., and you change. No, I have no brand and no period.
Okay.
And for the driver, it's very difficult. I'm not. I don't have an autograph, etc., etc. For me, no. Somebody like Jackie Hicks is somebody fantastic for me, because he did motorcycle, he did touring car, he did GT car, he did prototype, he did Formula One, he did everything, and off-road, and everywhere he was on the top. But it's difficult to find this type of driver now, because they are concentrated on one type of race, of grid, etc., etc. After, there is many, many fantastic drivers.
And there are some incredible circuits on your events calendar: Paul Ricard, Spa, Le Mans. What is your favorite circuit?
It's difficult to tell you something different as Le Mans. It's fantastic. It's a fantastic long track. The long track is fantastic. The story is fantastic. And the atmosphere is fantastic. After, of course, Spa is exceptional, and he has a big advantage. He's open all the year. But Le Mans, sure.
And if you could only have 3 cars in your garage, what would they be?
I think it would be in pre-war Alpha HC 2.3, probably long chassis Le Mans car. It's good for the race, but it's also good for my grandchildren. They can come with me. Probably a 250 short wheelbase Ferrari and McLaren F1. McLaren F1, because you know, with the BPR, we organized the race for this type of car, and it's a fantastic car. It's a small car, very powerful, etc. But it was a road car, and perfect. Alfa, Ferrari, and McLaren. If you have some idea to help me in this way, I will be very happy.
I'll see what I can do. Thank you very much for your time, Patrick. That was fantastic to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.